This is an automated reading of the Dynamics 365 2025 Wave 1 release notes. It is changed and optimized for this format and might contain errors. For the full release notes, please go to dynamics.com for the complete version. In this episode, we'll cover Dynamics 365 project operations. Let's get started. In one application, Microsoft Dynamics 365 Project Operations connects your sales, resourcing, project management, and finance teams so they can win more deals, accelerate delivery, empower employees, and maximize profitability. The application provides the necessary visibility, collaboration, and agility across the project lifecycle to drive success for project-centric businesses. Powered by Microsoft Power Platform, customers are provided with an unmatched set of capabilities that enable everyone to analyze, act, and automate across their organization to transform their services business from the ground up. It's everything you need to run your project operations, from deal management to financials, all in one application. For 2025 release Wave 1, we're delivering functionally rich experiences in the following areas. 1. Improvements to the expense management experiences on mobile and browser. 2. Improvements to the time entry experiences on mobile and browser. 3. Improvements in project planning with support for WBS templates and copy experiences. 4. Usability improvements in billing backlog review, Performa invoice review, approval, and contract management experiences. 5. Improve and enhance support for stocked items on the modern architecture. 6. Support for discounts and fees on the modern architecture. 7. Continued investment in the ability to migrate from PMA to the modern architecture of project operations. 8. Flexibility in financial dimensions, revenue recognition based on contract line, and support for creating project GL journals on the modern architecture. In addition to the above set of functional and usability investments, this release also includes some important investments in extensibility, reliability, and performance in the following areas. 1. Support for larger invoices in the modern architecture that leverages async dual write. 2. Extensibility patterns for additional fields in invoice summary on the modern architecture. 3. Consistent paradigms for time zone agnostic date concepts where applicable. Investment areas: Copilot in project operations. With every new release wave, AI and automation investments through Copilot empower consultants, sales personnel, project and resource managers, as well as project accountants in Dynamics 365 project operations, providing them with intelligent natural language interactions. These enhancements extend beyond business applications to productivity tools like Microsoft Teams, Microsoft Outlook, and Microsoft Excel, meeting employees where they are most productive. Copilot features in project operations streamline and expedite workflows from the frontline to the back office, optimizing operational efficiency for service delivery organizations. Optimize project operations. In one application, Dynamics 365 Project Operations connects your sales, resourcing, project management, and finance teams so they can win more deals, accelerate delivery, empower employees, and maximize profitability. Project Operations is continuing to invest in capabilities to improve usability, performance, and scale across key areas of the product like project planning, invoicing, time entry, and core transaction processing flows. Project Operations continues to invest in capabilities to improve usability, performance, and scale across critical areas of the product like project sales, planning, resourcing, budgeting and tracking, invoicing, and core transaction process flows. First topic, Copilot in project operations. With every new release wave, AI and automation investments through Copilot empower consultants, sales personnel, project and resource managers, as well as project accountants in Dynamics 365 project operations, providing them with intelligent natural language interactions. These enhancements extend beyond business applications to productivity tools like Microsoft Teams, Microsoft Outlook, and Microsoft Excel, meeting employees where they are most productive. Copilot features in project operations streamline and expedite workflows from the frontline to the back office, optimizing operational efficiency for service delivery organizations. New feature: optimize processes with agent-led time, expense, and approvals. Public preview: April 2025. General availability: September 2025. Copilot and agentic automation enable the detection of work from Outlook and Teams. By streamlining time entry, expense report creation, and approval processes, we significantly reduce administrative burdens and improve invoice accuracy. This leads to faster invoicing, fewer errors, and enhanced satisfaction for project managers, consultants, and invoice administrators. Using Copilot and agentic automation, we will eliminate inefficiencies in the invoice process by automatically detecting work from Microsoft Outlook calendars and Microsoft Teams meetings. These features will allow for automated creation and submission of time entries and remove the need for alerts and reminders that often frustrate project managers, consultants, and invoice administrators. Additionally, our automation will facilitate the creation, submission and policy checking of expense reports from emails and receipt scans, and incorporate automatic policy validations. Project managers will have the capability to upload documents that contain rules to flag approvals that need review while allowing others to be automatically approved. Overall, these advanced technologies, through natural language inferences and automation, will help project-centered companies submit accurate invoices, minimize corrections, and eliminate frustrations and last-minute issues for everyone involved. New topic: optimize project operations in one application. Dynamics 365 Project Operations connects your sales, resourcing, project management, and finance teams so they can win more deals, accelerate delivery, empower employees, and maximize profitability. Project Operations is continuing to invest in capabilities to improve usability, performance, and scale across key areas of the product like project planning, invoicing, time entry, and core transaction processing flows. Project Operations continues to invest in capabilities to improve usability, performance, and scale across critical areas of the product like project sales, planning, resourcing, budgeting and tracking, invoicing, and core transaction process flows. New feature: increase work breakdown structure limits. Public preview: September 2025. General availability: not yet disclosed. Enhance customer satisfaction by boosting the performance of the work breakdown structure. This feature will be implemented in phases. In phase 1, we are increasing the limits for 1. Number of tasks per project. 2. Number of assignments per task. 3. Number of assignments per project. In phase 2, we plan to enhance overall performance after increasing these limits to reduce performance-related tickets and boost customer satisfaction with project operations. New feature: use improved subcontract info for one vendor in one place. Public preview: September 2025. General availability: not yet disclosed. Project managers currently need to navigate through multiple forms and interfaces when managing vendors and subcontracts across various projects. The upcoming feature enhancement will streamline this process, allowing project managers to handle all subcontracts associated with a single vendor across multiple projects more efficiently. Some of the most commonly used business processes that project managers perform during subcontract management include: 1. Modify subcontract line. 2. Track subcontract usage. 3. Monitoring billing progress for subcontracts. Currently, project managers need to navigate through multiple forms and interfaces to use these business processes. This complexity increases when managing vendors and subcontracts across various projects. The upcoming feature enhancement will streamline this process, allowing project managers to handle these tasks more efficiently. This feature will be enabled behind a feature flag to ensure that customers and partners can adapt to the changes on top of any customizations they might have added. New feature: edit per DM transaction date and exchange rate in expense management. Public preview: not available. General availability: June 2025. Currently, expense management does not allow for editing transaction dates and exchange rates, which may lead to compliance concerns for organizations if specific regulatory requirements for expense conversions are not met. By addressing this gap, organizations can ensure accurate expense reporting, reduce compliance risks, and enhance the overall integrity of the expense management process. By enabling this capability, users will be able to 1. Manually edit the transaction date for per diem expenses. 2. Manually update the exchange rate to be used for currency conversion. The modified information will be used in subsequent expense-related calculations and postings. The feature will be released behind a feature flag or as a parameter within the expense management parameters page. New feature: enable expense delegates to create cash advance requests. Public preview: not available. General availability: June 2025. Extending the expense delegation feature to include cash advance requests streamlines the delegation process, reducing administrative overhead and improving overall efficiency. This enhancement allows delegated users to manage both expenses and cash advances, providing a more comprehensive and seamless experience and enabling employees to delegate all expense-related tasks more effectively. This feature will be released behind a feature flag, allowing it to be enabled or disabled based on the specific needs and requirements of the organization. Once activated, expense delegates will have the ability to create and submit cash advance requests on behalf of other users. They can do this seamlessly through the cash advance section of the module, providing consistent and streamlined experience for delegates. New feature: enable number sequences in expense management. Public preview: not available. General availability: June 2025. Expense management currently lacks a straightforward method for configuring number sequences, requiring users to access the number sequence master, which is a time-consuming and cumbersome process. This not only creates operational overhead, but also increases the potential for configuration issues. By introducing a user-friendly interface within the expense management module, users can manage number sequences directly, reducing effort and minimizing issues. The feature will introduce a new tab on the expense management parameters page, allowing users to assign number sequences directly. The process of configuring number sequences will align with the experience in other modules of the application, making it more intuitive. This enhancement enables users to manage number sequences within the module itself, rather than having to access and modify the number sequence master. New feature: post expenses on the expense report posting date. Public preview: not available. General availability: June 2025. This feature enables businesses to post expense transactions on a specific posting date, rather than the expense report date. This improves GL management, ensures sequential voucher numbering, and simplifies statutory compliance, leading to more accurate financial reports. The feature will provide administrators with a parameter on the expense management parameters page. When this parameter is enabled, expenses are posted based on the posting date instead of the transaction date. New feature: simplify expense management using new enhancements. Public preview: not available. General availability: June 2025. These enhancements address key functional gaps in the expense report's reimagined feature to bring the feature to parity with the legacy expense management interface. This will enable a streamlined and intuitive expense creation and submission process and reduce the time needed to complete a report. Key enhancements in this feature: 1. Inclusion of workflow history. 2. Ability to map expenses to a travel requisition. 3. Quick matching of expenses with receipts. 4. Ability to add interim and final approver. 5. Ability to merge/match expenses. 6. Ability for expense submitters to attest anti-corruption. These enhancements will be released behind a feature flag, expense reports reimagined enhancements, and will require the expense reports reimagined feature to be enabled first. New feature: use financial tags for project sales orders and journals. Public preview: not available. General availability: June 2025. Financial tags let organizations track user-defined fields on accounting entries posted to the general ledger, eliminating the need to create financial dimensions that contain values that are not reusable. The financial tag values can be used for reporting purposes. For example, you can create a financial tag to track time and expenses related to some initiative without requiring a unique financial dimension to do so. Financial tags that are defined within the general ledger are stored on accounting entries posted to the general ledger. The financial tag names can be defined by the user, giving clarity to data entry clerks about the data expected in each field. Financial tag values are not validated or entered by default. Tags are entered on the journals and flow through to the invoice. For this release, we are adding tags in many of the common project accounting documents and processes. Project journals and sales orders are the first documents with added support. Tags flow through from document posting through to invoicing. New feature: use integration troubleshooting for modern projects. Public preview: March 2025. General availability: June 2025. This feature saves time troubleshooting for customers and partners and makes it easier to find when data has not integrated between the finance and operations architecture and Microsoft Dataverse. A new workspace has been introduced for the resource/non-stock deployment type of Dynamics 365 project operations. This workspace enables new scenarios to save time troubleshooting errors and reviewing configuration errors, system errors, and other potential issues that otherwise would be buried in logs or missed. For example, the workspace enables customers to identify and resolve dual write synchronization issues specifically related to vendor invoices and expenses. It provides detailed insights into the root causes of errors, including the number of affected records and associated amounts, ensuring a clear understanding of the scope of the issue. New capabilities include: 1. A new dashboard supporting accountants by highlighting pending journal postings and integration journal lines that have not been created, as well as any missing records, facilitating efficient ledger reconciliation. 2. A new batch process is available to resynchronize data, allowing users to address and resolve issues effectively, ensuring data consistency and operational continuity. A detailed view of several documents such as expense reports and vendor invoices indicating if they are in sync between Dataverse and the finance and operations infrastructure. 3. A troubleshooting view where the full logs of the integration journal and invoice proposals are available and are not truncated. New feature: support for line discounts and fees in resource-based deployments. Public preview: not available. General availability: June 2025. This feature lets you configure the line discount and fee for resource-based deployments. Project managers can use the discount and fee calculations for project quotations, contracts, and invoices. This feature lets you configure the line discount and fee for resource-based deployments. In some cases, discounts might apply to the contracts that organizations enter into with customers. Alternatively, organizations might choose to charge extra fees, such as administrative fees. Project operations lets you define discount percentages and fee percentages at the level of the project quotation or the contract line. When a transaction is generated and approved, the system applies the appropriate discount or fee based on the contract line setup. Then the system updates the actuals accordingly. During the invoicing process, discounts and fee amounts, if applicable, are applied and financial transactions will be generated accordingly. New feature: use the new Time Entry mobile app. Public preview: March 2025. General availability: June 2025. Project consultants often travel for work and find it challenging to log weekly time entries on the go. Users now have a new mobile experience within Microsoft Dynamics 365 Project Operations to view, create, and submit their time entries for approval. Project team members on light and resource/non-stocked-based deployments of Project Operations now have a new Microsoft Power Apps-based mobile application. The new mobile app helps them log time, keep track of submitted entries, and view the work assigned to them. The application provides users with the following capabilities. 1. A view that summarizes all Microsoft Outlook meetings and Microsoft To-Do items for that day. These meetings and to-do items can then directly be used to log time entries. 2. The ability to view projects and tasks on which the team member is currently staffed, and the duration that the staff project is going to run for. 3. A section to view day-wise time entries, across statuses, draft, submitted, etc., where users can modify or delete editable entries, submit entries for approval or recall already submitted entries. 4. Users now get access to a new mode of logging time with the help of a timer that can be used to record the duration of granular work performed and then later be tagged to a project or task and turned into a time entry. All changes made on the mobile app will be synced to the web app for Project Operations or Project Operations team member and vice versa. Steps to install or enable this mobile app will be updated soon. New feature: revenue recognition based on contract line value for resource-based deployments. Public preview: not available. General availability: September 2025. This feature helps organizations define the contract line value on the project contract lines. Revenue recognition is calculated based upon contract line value amount. In revenue recognition, fixed price billing arrangements are used along with billing milestones to set the contract value. Customers have a need to have a separate calculation for the contract value from the billing milestones when additional effort or resources may be required to complete a fixed price project, or when a contract line is discounted. The contract value is used for calculating revenue recognition, while billing milestones are used to invoice the customer. Separating these values allows users to recognize revenue based on the effort or standalone selling price, aligning better with ASC 606 and IFRS 15 requirements. New feature: simplify editing of project invoices to improve efficiency. Public preview: not available. General availability: September 2025. It's common for project-based companies to create an invoice for a large team that is working on a project with a recurring lifespan. Each invoicing period can involve thousands of transactions across time, expense, and material usage activity for projects that will need to be reviewed and confirmed before generating a customer-facing invoice. This process of reviewing is an essential function to ensure a quick invoice and maintain healthy operational metrics. Keeping a clean, intuitive, and performant experience for reviewing and making corrections for the project manager will add strong business value to ensure the smooth running of a services-centric practice. Customers often have the need to edit invoice line details on an invoice that may contain hundreds of transactions. This need could be driven either by changes required during an audit of the invoice prior to confirmation, or by a need to correct a wrong invoice that has been confirmed. In both these scenarios, invoice editing is a critical step during billing, and being able to edit quickly has a huge impact on the usability of the billing system. This feature aims to improve the usability of invoice editing. The changes include: 1. Reduce clicks to edit one or more invoice line details. 2. Reduce clicks to bulk edit multiple fields on an invoice line detail. Additionally, it will provide billing administrators with an improved invoice summary that provides key invoice insights to enable faster decision-making. New feature: use general journals against projects for resource non-stock scenarios. Public preview: not available. General availability: September 2025. Microsoft Dynamics 365 Finance has rich functionality in the ability to use journals for many scenarios with advanced capabilities, such as workflow and reversals. This functionality is being delivered to allow for general journals to be created in finance against Microsoft Dataverse-based projects for expense postings. There have been several requests for the ability to use journals in finance against resource and non-stock projects. This feature relaxes restrictions and allows for expense-type general journals to be created and flow through to Dataverse. New capabilities include: 1. Using the resource/non-stock deployment, you will be able to select project as the source or the offset for the journal, with ledger being the other side of the transaction. 2. Journals created in finance will integrate and flow back into Dataverse, Within Dataverse, actuals will be created against the project. New feature, use the simplified approvals page. Public preview, not available. General availability, September 2025. The approvals page in Microsoft Dynamics 365 project operations today are difficult to navigate and sort. This leads to unnecessary extra time spent by project managers navigating the UI when they work on approving time, material, and expense entries. We aim to simplify and optimize the UI design to make the approvals process smoother and easier. The approvals feature will get an overhaul of the UI experience for approvals and project operations. These UI changes include showing approvals in a calendar grid, like the time entry creation grid, and highlighting the most relevant information so project managers can easily see which records need their attention. New feature, enable time phasing of quote and contract lines. Public preview, March 2025. General availability, September 2025. This feature addresses the challenge of managing the time phase price changes in labor, expenses, and materials within quotes and contracts. This enhancement ensures that any changes in prices are automatically reflected from their effective date, providing accurate and up-to-date pricing without the need for manual intervention. With this feature, the correct sales and cost prices will be automatically updated in quotes and contracts based on date effectivity. Prices will be computed using weighted average prices for both quote line details and contract line details, ensuring precise and reliable pricing calculations. This automation significantly reduces the manual effort previously required to track and update prices, minimizing the risk of errors and discrepancies in pricing. Additionally, the new feature includes the ability to maintain a comprehensive audit trail of all changes made to quotes and contracts. This allows for full transparency and traceability, giving users confidence in the accuracy and integrity of their pricing information. Users will now have the ability to see exact totals at any point in time, reflecting all current and historical pricing data. This real-time visibility into totals enhances contract management and helps ensure that all financial aspects are accurately accounted for. New feature, use the enhanced quote experience. Public preview, March 2025. General availability, September 2025. This feature reduces manual effort and minimizes errors by enabling users to add or edit quote line details directly from a unified grid interface. The inclusion of customer schedules, margins, and budgets within the quote line details offers deeper insights and better financial oversight. The advanced quote summary generated using language learning models, LLM, ensures comprehensive overviews, aiding in informed decision-making and strategic planning. In 2024 release Wave 2, we plan to complete the modern quote user interface improvement work. This feature introduces enhancements to improve the management of quotes. Users can add or edit quote line details directly from a unified grid interface, with cost details accessible. The feature provides various insightful details such as customer schedules, margins, and budgets in the quote line detail, and allows seamless addition of new lines. These improvements streamline quote management to enhance functionality, accuracy, and efficiency. New feature, use the new calendar interface for time entry. Public preview, May 2025. General availability, September 2025. Every organization requires an efficient time entry experience for their consultants and team members. This involves giving users flexibility to log time in various ways, by minimizing the number of clicks and effort required to do so. The web experience for time entry and project operations is receiving a series of UI updates to facilitate these goals. The web experience for time entry in Microsoft Dynamics 365 project operations is receiving a series of improvements to facilitate faster, more accurate time entry, with better overall tracking for team members. These upgrades include 1. A new calendar interface to view, create, and modify time entries. 2. The ability to track time logged across varying timelines, weekly, monthly, etc. 3. Tighter integration of work breakdown structure for assigned tasks and projects within the time entry creation step, quick create forms. 4. Improved tracking in the form of benchmarking, actuals versus target hours, and visualizations to help team members track their progress on project tasks. New feature, use stock products in resource-based deployments. Public preview, July 2025. General availability, September 2025. This feature helps project managers manage projects that require inventoried products. Project managers can look at on-hand inventory counts at different sites and warehouse locations to estimate, procure, and manage the usage of inventoried products on their projects. The experiences for using inventoried products in projects operations will use the inventory and warehouse modules of Dynamics 365 Supply Chain Management. Pricing and inventory visibility services are used to accurately estimate the availability of stocked items and their costs. The inventory close process in Supply Chain Management application will be used to update project cost to reflect accurate consumption of project budgets. This will be a multi-release wave effort to fully light up all the capabilities needed to manage stocked items on projects. New feature: use what-if analysis on estimates. Public preview: August 2025. General availability: October 2025. This feature empowers users to simulate various estimation scenarios by adjusting key pricing dimensions, providing real-time insights into quote estimations. Users can explore different strategies and quickly identify the most effective path to achieve their financial goals. By manipulating factors such as price, discount rates, and cost reductions, users can optimize profitability and align quotes with specific sales targets. Automated calculations save time, reduce errors, and enhance negotiation flexibility, enabling sales teams to confidently tailor proposals to client needs while safeguarding their bottom line. This ensures that every quote meets both customer satisfaction and business objectives. This feature introduces a robust what-if analysis capability for estimates, enabling users to model scenarios and evaluate their impact on key financial goals. 1. Scenario modeling. Leverage existing quotes to simulate scenarios and assess their effects on goals like profitability and gross margins. 2. Goal-oriented analysis. Select specific goals and target values to model pricing changes effectively. 3. Dynamic pricing dimensions. Adjust key pricing dimensions to explore how changes influence the selected goals. 4. Informed decision-making. Review multiple what-if analysis models, compare outcomes, and apply the most suitable option to the quote. New feature: use the improved project contract experience. Public preview: August 2025. General availability: October 2025. Many customers face challenges with the usability of the contract form, as highlighted by their feedback. Several areas requiring improvement have been identified, including navigation inefficiencies, inconsistent field layouts, and limited customization options, which hinder productivity and user satisfaction. This feature streamlines the process of creating, viewing, and editing contract lines and their details by reducing the number of interactions required. By highlighting relevant information up front and minimizing unnecessary clicks, it enhances accessibility, improves efficiency, and provides a more seamless user experience, ultimately increasing productivity and user satisfaction. This feature enhances contract management by improving usability, streamlining workflows, and providing quick access to essential information. Key updates include: 1. Nested grids. View detailed estimates breakdown for each contract line in an organized format. 2. Simplified detail creation. Create new contract line details directly from one grid. 3. Price overrides. Apply price adjustments on contract line details directly within the grid. 4. Contract KPIs. Display critical KPIs on the summary page for better decision making. 5. Contract closure. Easily close contracts to streamline lifecycle management. 6. Enhanced header information. View gross margins and total costs directly in the contract header. 7. Billing transparency. Access the current billing status for the contract in real time. 8. Tax visibility. Display the tax field directly on the contract line grid for easier access. New feature: add calendar control to the work hour template entity. Public preview: September 2025. General availability: March 2026. This feature makes it easier to update the work hour template by reducing the number of steps to complete this action. Work hour templates are based on a bookable resource's work hours, but they don't have a calendar tab. To view or edit these templates, you need to go to the resource and update their work hours. Similarly, if the work hours in the templates change, you must check the resource's calendar to see those changes. To make it easier to update the work hour template, we plan to add a calendar tab within the work hour template entity. New feature: add support for WBS and project templates. Public preview: September 2025. General availability: March 2026. This feature enhances reusability in project operations by enabling users to import tasks from existing projects, reducing the need for manual task creation. Currently, to bring tasks from another project into a new project, users must manually enter the task details in the task grid or use schedule APIs. They can also use the copy project feature to create a new project with the same tasks. But this has limitations. 1. The entire project is copied, including unwanted tasks and extra information. 2. Tasks from multiple projects cannot be combined into a new project. This new feature allows users to select and import tasks from one or more existing projects into a new project, saving time and effort. Users can choose the project and tasks to import while adhering to the task limits per project as specified in the public documentation. New feature: copy externally scheduled projects. Public preview: September 2025. General availability: March 2026. This feature gives customers that use external scheduling and project operations the same copy functionality that's available to those using the default scheduling engine. Copy project functionality is available for customers that use the default scheduling engine, but not for externally scheduled projects. This new feature adds copy project functionality for externally scheduled projects, allowing the project entity in Microsoft Dataverse to be copied to a new project. New feature, customize the task details view. Public preview, September 2025. General availability, March 2026. This feature enables extensibility of the task details pane, so you can create tailored experiences. In the task grid, when you select the I icon next to a task name, the task details pane opens so you can enter more information. This pane is part of Microsoft Project for the Web and is embedded in an iframe that makes it non-customizable. With this new feature, we plan to introduce a customizable task form. This form will display essential task attributes and allow users to view and edit custom columns. This will enable customers to manage and track project tasks more easily in one place. New feature, import a project in an MPP file into an existing project. Public preview, September 2025. General availability, March 2026. This feature simplifies the import process by allowing MPP file imports directly into an existing project to help make online and offline planning seamless. Previously, importing from an MPP file would create a new project, copying the WBS from the MPP file to the new project. It wasn't possible to import into an existing project. This made it difficult when overall planning was done in project operations and individual planning was done offline in Microsoft Project Desktop. This feature allows users to import MPP files into existing projects to keep overall planning intact. It aligns with the copy project feature, but uses an MPP file for importing. Users can 1. Set calendar hours existing capability. 2. Set the project manager existing capability. 3. Set schedule mode if override is allowed existing capability. 4. Select the source MPP file existing capability. 5. Select the target project new capability. 6. Choose what to import from the MPP file, new capability. New feature, new user experience for copy project. Public preview, September 2025. General availability, March 2026. Currently, users can copy a project using the copy project option on the main project form that uses the copy project V3 API. However, this does not allow copying team members and their mappings. The copy project V4 API supports copying team members and their mappings, but it lacks a user interface. Currently, users can copy a project using the copy project option on the main project form, which uses the copy project V3 API. However, this does not allow copying team members and their mappings. The copy project V4 API does support copying team members and their mappings, but it lacks a user interface. This feature combines the capabilities of both V3 and V4 into a single user-friendly interface. Users can copy projects according to their needs. On the user interface, users can select 1. Source project, 2. Target project, 3. Team member mapping. A. Don't copy team members. B. Replace team members with generic team members. C. Copy the named / generic team members as in the source project. This concludes the reading of the 2025 Wave 1 release notes for Dynamics 365 project operations. For more information, go to dynamics.com or dynpodcast.com for more information. Subscribe to our YouTube channel to stay up to date.